Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, they say it's partly because of all the terrible news this past year that antacids are selling out. Tums, Pepcid, Pepcid's generic version, Famotidine, are the new toilet paper. In fact, Wegmans was limiting shoppers to just 2 packets to prevent hoarding. Wow, thank goodness I have a prescription. Yes, I and some of my Here and Now colleagues may have fallen victim to pandemic stomach, as it's being called. But this isn't always the heartburn associated with spicy or acidic foods. Only 20% of people with what's called reflux get heartburn or GERD. The rest, including me, may have no idea they have laryngopharyngeal reflux or LPR, maybe a running nose or sore throat. If reflux goes on for a long time, our next guest says you should get screened. It could be something worse. Dr. Tom Carroll is an otolaryngologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston who specializes in the throat and whose camera or scope went down mine. Dr. Carroll, welcome.
Thanks, Robin. Great to be here.
This isn't about a shortage of famotidine because President Trump was treated with it with a claim that it reduced symptoms of his COVID-19. The New York Times reports there's been no conclusive studies about its effectiveness, but still people are hoarding it. This isn't about that. You know, people are buying up antacids for acid indigestion or for heartburn. Why do you think this is happening?
I definitely am a believer that stress plays a role in reflux. And it may not be that it actually increases the amount of reflux that people get, but rather makes us more sensitive to the reflux we already have.
This is gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD. Stomach acids back up as far as like the esophagus in the case of GERD. Our apologies if you're having breakfast or lunch, depending on where you are in the country. But as I learned from you, we now move on to, well, you say it.
Yeah, laryngopharyngeal reflux. Let's just call it LPR. It's easier.
Okay.
So LPR is basically when that stomach juice makes its way up the esophagus and actually spills over into the throat. But the most common symptoms are not heartburn and regurgitation. The most common symptoms are things like a cough or throat clearing or post-nasal drip. Post-nasal drip is probably a reflux symptom.
And you don't call it acid reflux because it could be a stomach enzyme like pepsin floating up.
When pepsin gets deposited in the throat, it can stay there for hours. And then other things that we eat and drink, such as coffee or dark chocolate, wine, it's not the caffeine in the coffee. You can drink decaf. It's the acidity. Those foods will reactivate pepsin, which then causes inflammation in the tissue.
Well, this was what was such a shock to me and some of my colleagues who had sore throats, or I had a choking cough. It was frightening. I mean, I had COVID tests because it was just so choking. We never had heartburn.
I find the most difficult cough patients to be those that have been treated for everything under the sun except for the non-acidic reflux.
Yeah. While the GERD goes to your esophagus, this LPR, it goes up beyond into the voice box, maybe even into your sinuses. But it sounds as if for both, there's some recommendations. Now, again, we highly recommend people go see a doctor. But if you cut out certain foods, sit up at night when you sleep, I mean, what are some of the other things that people can do to get relief?
Yeah, it's interesting. When we actually test people, we find that people with LPR more commonly have daytime upright symptoms. And people with GERD and heartburn often do wake up with a cough in the middle of the night because they're flat. It probably is a good idea for people with any reflux type issue to sleep with an incline and not necessarily just on pillows because you slide off of them. Not eating close to bedtime, losing a little weight if you're overweight because that puts more abdominal pressure on you. And then there are medications that we use. And interestingly, you know, 5 years ago, we were pretty much prescribing medications called proton pump inhibitors for almost every patient we suspected of having reflux.
These are acid reducers like Prilosec.
Mm-hmm. And in the last couple years, we've actually switched gears and realized that we're not treating the reflux, we were treating just the acidity. And while that does work for probably 2/3 of people, there's another whole third of people out there that aren't going to respond to acid blockers. So we're using a lot more of products made with alginates in them, which is basically made from brown seaweed. It basically forms a raft on top of whatever's in their stomach so that the stomach contents, the liquid, can't go up into their esophagus and subsequently can't go up into their throat.
This is the Gaviscon?
Yes. Gaviscon products, or there's a new product called Reflux Gourmet that's made in California. The problem is we can't just go to the U.S. pharmacies and buy Gaviscon because it's a different product, believe it or not. There's a Canadian version that's great, but people can, you know, order them on Amazon. I feel like I'm going to flood the market here. If I tell people about this, we'll never be able to get them again. But they really are terrific. And for people even with heartburn or regurgitation, they form a barrier.
So we've had this past year. Did you see more people come in?
We did. We saw spikes, and those people were the people who were, you know, losing jobs, having to stay home all day, being stressed out by the pandemic. Definitely. Robin, we've seen so many more cases of what we would suspect being LPR than we did before the pandemic.
That's Dr. Tom Carroll, otolaryngologist and director of the VOICE program at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Dr. Carroll, thank you so much for sharing some of your expertise.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Robin.
And again, see your doctor if your symptoms are chronic. You know, small chance it could be something much worse. But that better Gaviscon he mentioned that forms a barrier, it has directions in French to distinguish it if you order it. And there are people who need famotidine to treat other illnesses. So people, let's not hoard it. More on reflux at hearandnow.org.